this is Michelle.
And I'm Erin.
And our topic today is fraternities and sororities in Potsdam.
And we are out in the local Potsdam community today seeking opinions on this topic.
How do you feel about the positive contributions that fraternities and sororities have made in Potsdam, such as working with the ACDCA, doing can drives, visiting nursing homes, things of that nature?
I think it's lovely that they get involved in the community in those ways. I wish it were more visible and clear what kinds of programs they're involved in and which sororities and fraternities are doing what.
How do you feel about the media attention on hazing, recent drinking-related deaths, and drug abuse that has occurred within fraternities and sororities in the community?
I know that those issues really concern me, and they're the kinds of things that give sororities and fraternities a bad name. You know, when they're having big parties, people are getting hurt, things are getting vandalized out on Market Street, people are throwing up in my front doorway, that kind of stuff really gets to me.
And what do you think the future holds for fraternities and sororities in Potsdam?
Well, it seems like they are diminishing, but that could be just because I'm seeing more boarded up frat houses. I think that I've never been a sorority person myself, so I don't really have an inside look at it. But I worry about those kinds of clubs setting up divisiveness and elitism and separation with people. And I'm more about, you know, unity and inclusion rather than exclusion. And so those kinds of clubs have their benefits, but I think that they may have downsides too.
This has been Erin
and Michelle
reporting on the opinion of the general Potsdam community in regards to the local fraternities and sororities.
Thank you and good night.